at the time of the Eucharist, we're doing it slightly differently from last week. The screen will be brought out to the place in the centre. Please do, if you are choosing to partake, give plenty of space to the person in front of you, and then stand back from the screen without touching it and reach out to your hand. And then if you could return using both sides out to the one, using the one nearest to your seat. If you are not able to receive, then please feel very much to be a part of our common table. And finally, if you are not a regular member of this church, please complete a contact form, which we will require to ask you to do. We will hold your name and contact information for 21 days, only use it if we need to contact you for your own sake. Knows the innermost thoughts of our hearts. In sorrow for our sin, we turn to Him for mercy and for grace. We have not always worshipped God, our Creator. Lord, have mercy. Not always followed Christ, our Saviour. Christ, have mercy. We have not always trusted in the Spirit, our God. Lord, have mercy. May God forgive us of them, forgive us our sins, heal and strengthen us by His Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ our Lord.
Thank you.
stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no roots, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil, and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to you.
In the same point, He's appealed to the image of sowing seed again, later in this same chapter. There he makes clear that the field where the seed is sown is the whole world. And the seed, Jesus explains, is the word. Our reading from Isaiah speaks of this word, which comes from the mouth of God. It is an image amplified in John's Gospel, for whom the word is Christ himself. The sower, therefore, is God the Father. So the Christ is sown everywhere, in all of God's creation, rendering all of it sacred. It is sown in the skies and rocks, in the trees and plants. It is to be found in insects, birds, and animals. And it has been carefully sown in the hearts of every human being. It is truly Catholic. Never should we presume to bring the seed of God's word to any place or person. It is already there. Secondly, the seed is small. The presence of the word, the Christ among us, appears in the world's eyes as a tiny, inconsequential thing. Jesus uses this image of a seed in many of his parables for the presence of God. One of the other metaphors he uses, such as yeast or salt, have the same quality. Thirdly, the seed contains an invisible energy, out of which life explodes out of all proportion to its size. But this life only emerges once the seed has been placed in the ground. And so this image of the seed speaks to us of the life that is to be found on the other side of death, our physical death, and also spiritual, as we are reconciled to God and our fear of death is surrendered in the arms of his love. This brings me to our response and my frantic reading. In Jesus' image, we are the ground, an oddly passive image. In his explanation, Jesus describes the good ground only in terms of receiving and understanding. The action, the energy, is all with the seed, not the ground. A hard spiritual lesson is captured here, for do we not return again and again to the urge to works, to action, to justify, to be makers and masters of our individual destiny? And time and again, we turn back to God when we fail, and learn that God's grace alone is sufficient. As Paul says in our reading from Romans 8, it is the spirit of life in Christ Jesus which has set us free. The simple plea to receive and understand is harder than it seems. Many will falter. And here Jesus simply describes what he senses is coming, rather than in any way expressing God's intention. But in the end,
come to this Eucharist in great joy, to pray for the Church and for all the people of the world. We pray that the life that is planted in our hearts here in this Eucharist may lead us out in joy and enable us to return in peace. We pray for those who still cannot celebrate Eucharist together, those of our own community who must stay at home, those throughout the world who are not able to celebrate together because of poverty, because the Church is so broken in those places, because of the effect of the illness. Lord, in your mercy. Very different conditions. We pray as you taught us to, especially for those in poverty all over the world and here in Greater Manchester. People who are more vulnerable, where the legacies and injustices of racism seem to make life less precious. We pray that your light in their hearts will show them how precious they are. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the people of our city and our parish, for everyone working in the health service, for everyone working in care homes, for people returning to work in fear but out of financial need. We pray for children in school and those who cannot yet return to school, for all parents supporting their children's education, and all teachers, and in particular we pray for St. James's School and all the people there. We pray for all who are still insecurely housed or in inadequate accommodation. And we pray with enormous joy for Julia and baby Joseph. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We're asked week by week to remember our friends, people we know by name, who are ill, people we know and people who aren't known to us. We remember the congregation of the Precious Blood in Tata Transkei, where coronavirus has hit the community. And by name we remember Daphne Broadbent, Thomas Elliot Trimmer, Mirce Lamari, Khatija Khan, Dorothy Allen, John Logan, Ian Barron, Kath Elbrow, Gerard Hyman, Jill Lynch, Gail Chapelson, Yvette Gray, Joan Davis, Matthew Bassey, Lawrence Smith, Sandra Smith, and Rachel Ashley. Lord, in your mercy. We hold before God all those we remember who have died, and especially Jack Boas this week, whose anniversary falls this time. Rest eternal grant to them, O Lord, and let thy perpetual shine upon them. And we now unite these prayers with those of our own hearts in a moment of silent prayer. Uniting our prayers with those of St. James, the Holy Innocents, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and all your saints, merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit we are all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds on our common love. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Thank the Lord for all.
goodness we have this bread to set before you. Fruit of the earth, the work of human hands, will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed are you, Lord
God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this wine to set before you. Fruit of the vine, the work of human hands, it will become the cup of our salvation.
Blessed
be God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, we give you thanks and praise through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, through whom you have created all things, who was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh. As your Son, born of the Blessed Virgin, he lived on earth and went about among us. He opened wide his arms for us on the cross. He put an end to death by dying for us, and revealed the resurrection by rising to new life. So he fulfilled your will and won for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Fair are the flowers, fair as
between Alexios and Diokios of this parish, and Iona Mary Farabella of the parish of Scarabet in Norfolk. This is for the second time of asking. Anyone here knows any reason in law why these persons should not be banned? The answer is clear now. Good. Thank you. Just one or two notices. You may have gone from the press that we have a new member, Joseph Porter Jr. God of hope, fitting.